And now, the adventures of Nikki and Wilmikins.
This is stately Nikki Hall, situated high atop Nikki Hill, overlooking the quaint village of commoners living in Nikki Valley. This proud village has existed for thousands of years, taking pride in their mutton milliner, their pork pie shops, that's shops with two P's and an E, naturally, and their kidney and boiled sweets pie. But our focus turns not to these insignificant peasants. Instead, we cast our gaze upward. And we join young Nikki, Lady of Nikki Hall, as she begins her day, as she begins all days, abusing her only servant.
Wilmikins! Oi! Wilmikins!
Yes, Mum. Would this be the I'm ready for my horrible breakfast bellow, your carry me to the loo bellow, or your...
Wrong. This is quite clearly the I've been awake for over a minute and I'm bored bellow. Gaw, you're so oblivious.
Indeed, Mum. How then, she asked, knowing full well she would regret the answer, shall I solve the problem, which we must note takes an extremely loose definition of the word problem, of your boredom?
I don't know. Do I have to think of bloody everything? I thought you went to Cambridge.
Oxford, Mum. Surely you must recall that I was the first female graduate in the university's
history. Nobody remembers anything about you, Wilmikins. You're so unmemorable. Also, we're moving further into boredom, not away from it, which is where I wanted to go. There or to the village green. Ooh, Wilmikins! Let's go to the village green!
Mum, do you even know what the village green is?
Not entirely, but I expect we'll take tea there, or play tennis.
I believe you're thinking of Wimbledon, Mum.
What? Those furry creatures what help the environment?
No, Mum, that's the Wombles.
What, that bloke what wrote Spartacus?
No, Mum, that's...
Go on.
That's...
Come on, Wilmikins. You're rubbish at literally every other thing you do.
How delightful.
But this is the one thing that you're actually kind of brilliant at. Now, what, that bloke what wrote Spartacus?
No, Mum, that's... Dalton Trumbo.
Well played, Wilmikins. Now fetch my fanciest petticoats, waistcoats, bonnets, bustles, bodices, and an elephant bone corset.
Surely you mean a whalebone corset, Mum?
Don't tell me what I mean. I want you to go down to the village pork pie shop, that shop with two P's and an E, of course, fetch an elephant, slaughter it, bleach its bones, and make me a corset. And I want you to have done it by the time I reach the bottom of the stairs.
Very good, Mum.
And I want you to carry me down the stairs.
Right, then.
Be sure to mind the gap as you make your way down the stairs. And also, mind you don't trip over little Wilmikins.
Ah, yes, your cat, which has the same name as I do, which doesn't cause the least bit of confusion whatever.
Not for me.
Shall we go then, Mum?
Yes, see that we do.
And so, Wilmikins carried Nikki down the stairs. What, that wasn't already implied by what they just said? Do you even need me for this part?
Well, here we are at the bottom of the stairs.
Indeed, Mum.
It's about bloody time, isn't it?
Gaw, hello, good great Uncle Pat. I didn't see you there.
I haven't moved from this bloody spot for your entire life, lass.
Well, that's as maybe, but it doesn't get me any closer to the village green.
Oh, is that where you're going? Our little talk finally got through to you, did it?
What? You mean the one about the vicar and the lorry driver what go into the chip shop and...
Not that one. The one about...
What? That bit where you have to... talk to a bloke?
That's the one.
Cool. I don't think we even have any blokes around here. I suppose we'll find out. Wilmikins, fetch my walking parasol at once!
Very good, Mum.
And so, our intrepid pair headed down to the... Seriously, are you just using me to announce scene changes? Don't you have incidental music or something for that? I have things I could be doing right now.
Cool, it's a lovely day, isn't it?
For those of us who aren't carrying young ladies piggyback whilst, ow, they jab their, ow, parasols into one's back, ow! Indeed it is, Mum.
Gore, I've never been to this part of the state before. Who lives in that castle over there, Wilmikins? I thought I was the only one with a castle round these parts.
As it happens, Mum, she's out checking her postbox right now. Perhaps we could ask her.
Oh, we could ask her. I have to do everything. You're so...
Lazy.
Yeah, close enough. Hello, Miss Cooey.
Yes?
I'm from the hall down the lane, what's known as Nicky Hall. I'm Nicky, the bird that lives in the... Caw! You're J.K. Rowling!
The same.
Wilmikins! Oi! Oi! Wilmikins! Look who it is! She wrote all those books about the hobbits, what I love! I'm a big fan of those, Miss Rowling! Though wasn't too keen on the last one, the Silmarillion... Help!
I think you've confused me for J.R.R. Tolkien, dear.
Wait a tick. You're the lady who wrote those Hufflepuff books!
So she is.
Caw, never mind what I said about those rubbish hobbits. Wilmikins has read me The Adventures of Neville Longbottom ever since I was...
I'm sorry. Pardon?
Neville Longbottom! You bloody wrote the things, don't you remember?
Well, I mean, Neville's an interesting character, but he's not the hero of the books.
What? Of course he is! You're not going to tell me it's bloody Harry, are you? That little tosser just sits around whilst everyone does all the work for him and he whines so much.
How did I possibly not see this connection before?
You know, you may be onto something here. I wanted to be finished with the whole Potter thing, but nobody wanted to read my bodice-ripping, hard-boiled pirate detective novel for some reason.
What, really? That sounds brilliant to me.
Doesn't it? But try telling the bloody public that.
Wilmikins, get the bloody public on the phone at once!
I've given up on that lot, but I think we could milk a whole new series out of young Neville.
What? You can milk a book?
No, you're thinking of cows.
So I am! You read my mind. You really are magic, J.K. Simmons.
It's Rowling, lass.
What? You mean... Wilmikins, don't you think about leaving that spot! You stand right there like a gargoyle! Remember, as long as I don't give you my clothes, you're still my slave!
No, Mum, that's house elves.
Is it house elves, J.J. Walker?
Could be either, I suppose.
J.M. Barrie says it could be either!
Very good, Mum. I'll just be here then.
Will Nicky's new friendship with acclaimed author and castle dweller J.K. Rowling amount to a new series of Neville Longbottom books? Is a gargoyle really the same thing as a house elf?
J.D. Salinger said it was.
Find out in the next gender-swapping installment of Nicky and Wilmikins.